thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So the big news last week, the Monetary Policy Committee raised rates for the first time in over a decade. Why do you think the Bank of England has taken this course of action now?
Well, there's no surprise, of course, the first rate hike in a decade did grab an awful lot of the headlines. But should remember, we should see this within the context of the cut that was made in the immediate aftermath of the referendum vote. For me, there's three key areas the Bank of England were focusing on. Number one is that growth prospects. UK economy, poor performer. We know that in the first half of the year. The worst performing economy amongst the G7. But looks slightly better, it has to be said, in terms of the third quarter, where we saw growth coming in at 1.5% an annualised basis. We also know UK unemployment is very low at the moment, down at 4.3%, the lowest that we've seen since the 1970s. Probably the fundamental factor, the third factor, is inflation. We know this is been a major concern for the Bank of England, significantly above the target level, and that's where they decided to act.
Okay, and will there be more rate rises to follow in 2018?
Well, some economists have been suggesting this is part of a normalisation process from the Bank of England, suggesting maybe they're looking to hike rates by 25 basis points every 6 months, getting to a rate of neutral rate of maybe around 1.5% or so. I don't think that's going to be the case. If you listen to the commentary coming through from the Bank of England, they're suggesting only limited hikes over the course of the next few years, maybe 2 or 3 hikes over the course of the next few years. Alongside that, I don't think the economic backdrop is going to be strong enough to allow them to significantly raise rates in the future. So we think rates will remain on hold for a prolonged period of time at 0.5%.
You mentioned inflation driving some of that change now. As retailers look towards this crucial Christmas trading period, do you think the rate change will have an impact on consumer confidence?
Well, we've only seen a minor rate rise in the UK, historically still very low, of course. I don't think we should overreact to that. But anything that takes away consumers' financial firepower is a concern for growth prospects longer term. Higher interest rates, when you couple that, of course, with the fact that inflation is running at a faster rate than pay growth, that unemployment is expected to pick up as we go through 2018, and, of course, a drying up of some of the temporary forms of income that we've seen, things like PPI payments and pension reform, means there's going to be less household consumption growth as we look into 2018.
So meanwhile, over in the continent, the European Central Bank has announced a big reduction in the amount of quantitative easing from 60 billion euros to 30 billion euros. What are your thoughts around the timing of this announcement?
Well, the good news is the European economic landscape has improved quite significantly. If you look at growth in the third quarter, came in an annualised rate of 2.5%, outperforming other parts of the world that we've been seeing. We know unemployment, which has been a major concern in the Eurozone, has been falling. Still elevated at 8.9%, but that's the lowest level that we've seen since 2009. But there is still some challenges for the European Central Bank, particularly around inflation. Inflation in the Eurozone running around 1.4% at the moment, significantly below the target range. The expectation is it will continue to be below that target range all the way through 2018. We're forecasting 1.3%. I think what we're seeing is the European Central Bank remaining accommodative, but less so than we've seen in previous years, as they still try to fight that inflation target.
And finally, the elephant in the room, we haven't mentioned Brexit. Will there be any unexpected impacts of the negotiations?
I think there are concerns around Brexit, particularly when it comes to business investment. What we know is that company management teams are investing, but only in the short term, the 2-year plan. What they're not doing is the 5-year, the 10-year plan, because there's still so many uncertainties out there. That'll have a knock-on effect in terms of the UK economy. When you couple that with a slowdown in household consumption, the UK's growth prospects do look a little bit worse. So we expect growth of 1.5% during the course of this year. I think slowing down as you look out to 2018, where we've penciled in growth of just 1.3%.
So plenty of things to look out for then as we go into the next few months. Thank you as always for your time, Henk.
Good to be with you.
Barclays Bank PLC is not liable for the impact of any decisions made based on the information contained or the views expressed. Barclays Bank PLC is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. More details, including how you can contact us, are in the description of this podcast.